Yeah, it's like the new setup, so it's kind of crazy. I always forget how to use it.
I'm just trying to grab a bunch of
them. Which pop up?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
you go, bud. Ow.
Oh,
flies.
Yep, he's getting
worse flies. Yeah. One at a time. Well, you got a bunch in your hand. It's all
ready?
Over.
Yeah, show over how you're throwing them.
Okay. Almost. Nope, you got to throw them hard on the side. Oh. Side on them. Oh, left one. Try it. There you go. There you go. Got one there.
All the way through.
Watch your papa. Watch your watch. Here we go.
A softball.
You gotta
pitch.
Watch like you gotta do like corner. Try that one. You gotta hold it like this. Just like you're throwing sidearm baseball.
What?
Oh. I showed you. Here. That should not have worked.
No, it should not have.
No, other way.
Yeah.
How'd you get that? What are you doing?
He's proving you wrong.
I know.
No, oh, wow. Oh, my goodness, Papa.
Here, Warner. Another one.
Papa's really good at like, throwing that.
That was a big skip. What are you doing? You're a righty.
Are you sure? Doesn't he bat lefty?
That's lefty, but he's a righty.
Oh, okay.
Uncle Josh.
Oh, he's a switch. Is that one called switch?
Oh, wow. That was a good one.
Here.
More rocks here, but... Yeah, I was trying to find flat ones.
That's up.
Yeah.
You don't want to hit the
camera. Yeah, please don't hit the camera. That costs a lot of money.
Turn the other way. Yeah, turn the other way. Give me your hand. See how I'm holding it? Yes.
Yeah, he's like deceiving.
Yeah. Well, some of them that aren't flat have been able to skip. Not very well, but.
You want it to roll off your finger.
Oh,
okay.
Here's a flat one.
Here,
Warner. Warner, do you want this one?
How about
that one? It's a little
here.
One, but it's flat.
Here. Okay, this time I got a bigger one.
Ready?
What are you doing? Get out like this. Righty on your right hand.
Just throw it like a baseball.
Throw it like a baseball.
That's not how you throw a baseball.
That's how you do it.
And what?
Just like a baseball.
Okay. You know, the funny part is he was doing better with
practice.
His direction.
Papa actually skipped a big one.
Did he really?
Wow.
Papa, can you show them again?
Lots of practice.
He's had a couple more years of practice.
Ooh, that wasn't a good
one. Warner, here we go.
Go, Opa, go.
Oh.
You want this one? Try this one. Just throw it however you want to. Throw it however you want to. Oh, careful.
Yeah,
it's in the, see, you skipped it. Just throw it however you want to.
I'll get you one from the back left.
All right,
thing.
This one's a big one. Hold on.
The, box.
Yeah.
The mic is in that case that says 416 and there's a hole on it.
Oh, like I know, it's like, or cast
yeah, that
wheel.
Should be all you need. But then I'll help you set it up.
Try that one.
That was too good.
That one was really good. Oh, Kyle, watch out.
No, here, Kyle. Keep coming. You don't have to worry about the second one.
Okay,
let's
go. Oh, well, that kind of worked. Okay, this one? Am I the rock feeder now? Okay. Oh, you're kind of getting it. Try to aim out farther. Aim out farther. Remember, just like with your cast? There you go! Look at that! You got two!
I got three.
Nice job!
I mean, I got three.
You got three, yes.
Here. Here's
that. Oh,
alright.
it's like a baseball stuff. It's like a baseball. Hold it like a baseball. You throw it as far as you can throw it.
Ready? What? That's not how you throw
a baseball. That made a really cool sound,
though. You throw a
baseball like this. That's how you throw.
Okay.
Here you go. Try this one.
You got one?
Do
it.
There you go.
Oh, man. Oh, nice. You threw it really far, though. Here, you want this one? Wait. Ready, set. Nice job.
The face he makes.
I want this one. This one's a bigger one.
The face he makes. Priceless.
Dang.
Focus.
Focus.
Yeah. Focus.
Nice work.
Here you go. This is a big one. Throw this one in the baseball.
It's gonna make a really cool plunk sound, ready? Nice!
I can do a big one.
See where Papa can throw it.
Watch.
Should Opa try? Nice job! How about Opa?
Let's see how far Opa
can throw. Go, Opa, go!
Go, Opa, go!
I'll use a smaller one.
Ready?
Opa doesn't have a whole lot of strength.
Alright, should Auntie Abby try?
Try Opa.
Ready?
Go on. Yeah. I can do it way farther.
Oh, thanks. I love you too. Oh, jeez.
Oh.
I think you scared the fish.
I went.
He's showing off.
I think you scared the fish. What about you? Oh, hey. Watch out for the allergy.
I'll walk in the allergy. Do you get what I told him? Call the allergy.
I think it was an allergy.
Like,
well,
what
kind of sounds the same.
Wow.
I'm not going to be a little further.
Is it getting a little slippery?
No, not yet. We're still on top. We're not to the weeds quite yet, but the weeds start right here.
Gotcha.
I stop. Good? You want to go back?
A little further.
No.
Why not?
Because of the weeds.
Here, wait, hold on. Here. Go stand by Opa. Go stand by the edge of the weeds.
Allergy.
Yep, allergy. Go stand by the edge of the weeds and throw it. Okay, Pa.
What?
Come stand by Warner. Oh, he's going to throw some.
You're going to throw stones from over here?
I just don't
stay away from the allergy?
I don't want you to get nailed in the noggin.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you throw stones over here? Because then you'll get used to the water. Find a stone?
Yeah, I found a stone.
Yeah.
There's some stones under there you can get. All right. Good job, dude. Good job. There's like holes in there.
Watch this.
I bet you it's from the pontoon.
Hey, Opa, watch this.
I'm watching. Yep. No, what they doing? Keep
going.
Are
you going
to fall in? Feel it?
Warner, go in farther with Opa.
Come here.
Find some stones to throw.
Some dang holes.
That's a pretty
dang
hole.
Hey, stand next to
Opa so Aunt Abby can take a picture.
Come here. Come here,
baby.
Turn
around.
I'll
send it to your mama.
Yep.
Ready? Yeah, I know he's cold. All right, 3, 2, 1, cheese and crackers.
Hey, you have to look at the camera.
How about
crackers.
Hummus? Does hummus work?
Hummus.
Hummus.
Thank you.
Is it gold? Is that gold? All right, go ahead.
You want me
to come with you again? Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Feel how the water gets colder when you walk into deeper water? Can you feel it?
Yeah,
it's getting colder. Can you get it?
I'm 7 miles. I can't. You can get it.
I don't know how big it is. Is it a big one?
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Drum.
All right.
Something?
No, there's no stone here.
No,
there. Is this it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Allergy. Allergy.
Allergy.
Look right there. So I know where
to be. There's another hole like this.
I need to get some more stones. Hey.
How's it going?
Can you say hi? tell me how.
No.
Okay. Wait. Come here. Ask him. Go ahead.
Just looking at the camera.
It's not that bad. I think he just realized you were there, yeah. To be quite honest.
It's all good. No worries. Come here.
Come here. Look over there. That's fine. Oh, geez. You see this? Are we going to go under the water?
I want candy.
Okay, perfect. All right. That's fine. I'm good.
Said he doesn't want it.
Okay.
I want to go deeper.
What?
Can you stand on your knees?
There's a hole right there, too.
Can you stand on your knees?
Stand on your knees. Okay.
Can I?
Whoa. That's cool. Settle down. All right, come here.
You try.
Ready? Keep going. No, come on. There you go.
Hey! What are you doing? I still
want
to go deeper.
Well, come here.
Oh, watch out what?
Watch out. Gonna hurt you. Watch out.
Right. This is where the allergy sucks. So we gotta stay right here. You can't go any further than this. You'll be in the allergy.
You gotta go under.
In order to get your... Hey, in order to get your...
That's right. That's the only right answer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The only problem with resort owners these days, they have Tennessee, Illinois.
I know. And they're my family, too. I'm a Packer fan, though. My dad's cousins with Keith. Yeah. And they all grew up in Chicago. My dad moved here when he was in high school and was in Packers. So I don't know the rest of them did.
So he turned right and everybody else.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you from the Edmonton area as well?
I grew up in Compton, Dallas.
Oh, that?
Yep.
This is family fairly close.
Oh, yeah, I got some cousins. My grandma used to live in New Jersey.
Yeah, same here. Lime Road, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, in Laval.
Oh, yeah, my cousins used to have a farm in Laval.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful area, nice rolling hills.
Gorgeous, yeah.
First area I ever turkey hunted.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
What area?
Oh,
my
bad.
It really will. That's when you stalk the turkeys. They don't come to you.
You gotta go find them.
It depends on the season. Yeah. The first season. What do you mean?
They have holes in them for a purpose, but we've covered them up for some reason.
He's an old man.
It's a delicate balance.
I'm not an old man, Sassy Pants.
No, Oprah's an old man.
Yeah, I'm not
going to. No, play. You're a safety.
A couple more months ago because there's old people.
Well, that's super deep.
Federal government.
Hey, Papa.
Medicare.
Can you?
Maybe.
What?
Can you come over here? Stick around. Come right there. Go right there.
I'll be there in just
a minute.
Go right there.
Yeah.
Stop me. It's so deep. Don't even get me started.
Yeah, Todd already attempted and I said, and squirrel. Better. Safe and sorry.
My technical title is senior political reporter, so.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you've had some fun, huh?
Oh, yeah.
This is my reward for all the other work I do. For years, they've been promising, hey, Zach, one of these times when an election ends, we'll let you go shoot a fun story.
And now they're like, oh, you might be out, so we'll let you go shoot a fun story.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, but they don't tell you is the elections never end. Yeah. But I tell them that.
Yeah.
Well, at least this year, but...
Yeah. Careful, Warner. I think it's really deep quick.
That's also a smart move.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Slightly happier life.
Yes.
Nothing against it, but it's just like, okay. This. Much better.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Yeah, they put TVs in the cabin.
How did you guys come up?
Nope, doesn't work.
On Highway 8, off of 29. Is that how you came, or did you come up the back way?
I come up the back way through Eau Claire.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were to take Highway 8, what's really wild is as you start coming closer to the floor, you can just see from up there how deep down.
Mm-hmm.
This was like a perfect spot.
Do you want to watch this?
So you take 29 and then take H?
You take 29.
And get off at Stanley?
No, we get off in Cadott.
Oh, okay.
And then take 27 north.
Actually, up here 1 year when we had the storm that came through.
Smile.
And the kids were out with a good friend of mine, and he couldn't get the boat started. And his dad and I jumped in his boat because we knew, and we could hear the storm coming. We went out there. They were actually over on one of the banana islands, and you'll probably see them if you go with Keith and Robin. They're probably going to, I don't know if that's one of the islands they'll take you to, but anyway.
The bananas are fun.
Yeah. We were out to the bananas, and they were looking for a rope swing. Because Brian was a professional photographer, he was shooting. He couldn't get the boat started. Well, he drained the battery. So we got out there, got the kids in my buddy Bert's boat. I jumped in my...
I guess we'll start with some easy stuff.
All right.
Tell me the story of how you first started coming up here. When was that?
Well, let's see. What year was that? It was our daughter was one. Tyler was 8. So, I mean, that was over 30 years ago. And like I said, it was a friend of ours had said something about this place. And we decided just to come up and try it. So my wife had called the resort, and the resort owners at the time, she talked to the husband, and he had a cabin, but it was a really tiny cabin. So there was 5 of us in a tiny cabin. It was rather comfy and cozy, but it was kind of chaotic. But and then at the very beginning, it was kind of like, is this really going to work out? Well, the following year, we called to see if we could get a bigger cabin, and well, that's when we ended up with cabin 3 here. And from that point on, it was just... We started meeting people up here that we knew, could be good friends with, and it was just one of those things where we would always come up at the same time every year, so we could not only be up here, but also be with those people as well. It was meant to be.
Did you come up looking for fishing, or was it family time, or?
It was mainly family time. I mean, fishing was a bonus. Yeah, I love to fish, but the kids were kind of small at the time, so it was me out in the boat most of the time by myself. But as they got older, then they were able to get out here. But that was the bonus. Fishing was the bonus.
So did you grow up fishing?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, my mom and my grandparents liked to fish. Fished bullheads on the Rock River over by Burnett when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And so we started there. And then my stepfather was a big fisherman. I used to fish a lot with him, trout fishing and all that kind of thing. And it just kind of evolved in that. Then as my brothers started getting older, they started getting into muskie fishing. Well, then that's kind of hooked me onto muskie fishing, and it's been that way ever since.
Mm-hmm. So you came up here, and were you looking to fill a freezer, or was it just more of the action out there?
Well, in some cases, it was to take fish home, yes, because nothing's better than having a fish fry at home in the middle of winter. It reminds you of the place. I mean, I would stand out in my deer hunting outfit on the grill, because we would do it on the grill. I would take an iron skillet, fill it with oil, and that's how we would cook, so it wouldn't smell up the house. And I would stand out there in the middle of winter and cook fish. But yeah, and it's like, there's nothing like it. It's great.
brings summer back.
Right? Exactly. That's exactly right.
So what was walleye fishing like up here when you first started?
When I first started up here, it was kind of a hit or a miss. I mean, it was difficult. You know, you could hear people talking about it. It wasn't anything like it is now. You were lucky, unless you went with a guide that knew the flowage better than you did and knew where to go. It was difficult for just the average Joe to find walleye. You go to the spots that you would read about and so on, but the chances of catching them. And actually, back in those days, there wasn't a size limit on a walleye. People were taking fish out that were 8-10 inches long and keeping them. So I don't know if that decimated the population, but it wasn't really good for it. And then, it wasn't the greatest.
So researchers talk a lot about, you know, opportunistic fishermen, of like, if one species isn't there, you'll find another species. And if you wanted to be here and walleye weren't readily available, you're not going to turn into a diehard walleye fisherman.
No. No, we, you know, typically, I mean, we didn't specifically seek out walleye. I mean, it was a bonus if you caught one. And, but we were up here for the panfish to take home. You know, if you got a walleye, oh, awesome, you know. But normally it was crappies and bluegills in the spring. And in the summertime, fishing's kind of tough, so you take what you get. Mm-hmm. And in the fall, well, we were typically up here in the fall if we come up for musky fishing, and that was about it. We didn't fish anything else.
So for some of the other people that were up here, was it kind of that same thing of just, you know, what's just nice to be on the water?
Yes, that was pretty much. I mean, they did fish. Actually, our friend Bert he was diehard. He was over the top. He would, and it really didn't matter what he caught. He just wanted to catch fish. He did, when he was younger, he used to tell stories about how he was a diehard walleye fisherman. But as he got older, and he's the one that taught me this place. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't know it.
Mm-hmm. So as your kids got older, did you start putting a pole in their hand? Were they asking to come out?
Absolutely. Yeah, we started them off as young as we could. Where we used to live, there used to be some farmer's ponds that you could fish out of, and that's how we kind of introduced them into fishing. We would just drive over to the farmer's pond and just sit along the edge and try to catch what we could catch. And 9 times out of 10, we wouldn't take anything because God only knows what was in that pond. But you would catch fish, and that's how they got going. And then, when they got old enough to be in the boat and stuff like that. Yeah, my wife was always really good about making sure that we had things there that if we were going to go out fishing, that if they lost interest, that they had something else to do. Like whether it was a coloring book or a reading book or you name it, she had something them to do. And so it kind of bided the time, you know, because if it's not, you know, how's a kid's attention span going to be if they're not catching fish? Understood completely.
It's bad enough with panfish. Could you imagine trying to take a kid walleye fishing?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not unless you go to a lake that's just completely full of walleyes. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's difficult.
So tell me a little bit about the evolution of coming up here and what it's meant. Obviously, they started with little kids, and then they've gone into adults, and now this is your first time with a grandchild.
Right. It's just been amazing. I mean, it's kind of like you see the generations. And you try to instill in them a sense of respect, obviously. We've always tried to instill it in our kids, but respect for this place. I mean, these places are going away. You know, you go down where we live, you go to a lake, there's houses on top of houses, and you don't go on the lake during the weekends because there's no room for you. Or you go out there, like, as early as you possibly can in the morning and get off the lake before the crazies hit it. Not up here. I mean, especially on this end of the flowage where you hardly ever see boats. I mean, they'll come flying by or the kids will be water skiing and stuff like that. There's no place like this. And so the kids have really understand that, yeah, this is a unique place. And it's just amazing how they've adapted to it. I mean, they love this place. And whenever we have the opportunity to have them all together, whenever we're up here, we try to make it so that they have the opportunity, if they can come, they can be here too. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter to us if we have to pay for it or not. It doesn't matter. The point is we're going to be here, so why don't you come?
Mm-hmm. You were talking before a little bit about some of the shift that's occurred with the fish population that are in here.
Right.
And you've seen some of that change over the years. And,
right.
And like maybe some of the evidence that people are talking about what's being done work.
Yeah, well, yeah, yes, absolutely. The walleye population, it's amazing. And a lot of it I see online. Basically, the guides are really good about posting stuff when they take guys out to fish. Obviously, they're promoting their business. But in the same token, it's promoting that the walleye fishing. I mean, I would say 5 years ago, it wasn't like it is now. I mean, there were walleyes. There were a lot of what the guys called shorts, stuff that was under the slot limit. So you could slowly starting to see the evolution of the fish starting to get to the point where, I mean, yeah, you'd catch a big fish every once in a while, but 9 times out of 10, we always called them cigars. They were little bitty short ones. Or they weren't big enough that really an average honest fisherman wouldn't keep. And it's just progressively gotten better. And the slot limit seems to have made a big difference. I think the Lake Association, the people that own the resorts around here that put all the effort into this stuff, have really made a big impact on doing research basically seeking out experts. How can we make this better? I mean, because this is their livelihood. And so at the end of the day, it's a combination of all that. I'm not really big into what the Department of Natural Resources has done up here. I don't know all of the things, but I know the changes that they've made, at least in the case of the walleye population, in my opinion, have made a big impact. And that's a good thing. Now, my grandfather used to say everything's cyclical. Now, is this a cyclical situation? I hope not. Not for the sake of the fishermen that like to fish walleyes all the time. For the sake of the guides that make good money doing it. You know, it's like, yeah. And we don't have a lot of places like this in Wisconsin.
Could you imagine a situation where you hear things are so good that you're like, no, today we're going to target walleye. We may be up here for a week, but day two or day three, like, let's go walleye fish. Let's try and find some.
Maybe. I'm not that good of a walleye fisherman. I don't really know the ins and outs as well. I've got a couple of really good friends that have been trying to give me some ideas and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's kind of like, depending upon the time of year we come up, usually it's always been, this is what we're going to do. We've never really taken that input to make the decision that, yeah, we're just going to go fishing for walleye. It may be, it's a good idea to try that. It doesn't hurt to try.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about the change in the resort and what they've been pushing. Because you probably remember that. I remember being, as a long time ago, the resorts would say, we're a walleye resort, or yep, we're a fishing resort, come right up here to fish. And now it seems like the shift has been more to party or relaxation and less on like the other activities on the water.
Well, you know, and I would agree with that. Yes. When we first started coming up here, it was like a family fishing resort. There wasn't, actually, when we first started, there was no bar. There literally wasn't a bar. It wasn't until the owner, after we first started coming up, actually put a bar in. But it stayed calm. I mean, yeah, the guys would go up to the bar and you could have a drink and do this kind of stuff, but they didn't have music. They had, you know, jukebox and stuff like that. And then it evolved to a different type of a resort thought process where, yeah, it's partying and bringing people in from off the flowage to setting it up so that you had something there for people to want to come, whether it's music or whatever, drink specials. That was what changed. And then now it's kind of gone back to, it's kind of the people that own it now, in my opinion, have figured out a balance. They have music on certain days. They bring people down here, and then, but yet in the same token, it's not that way 24/7. And I personally think that, to me, that's the best way to go. I completely understand that at the end of the day, it's about making a dollar. They got to keep this place going, and you're going to do what you need to do. And everybody vacations differently. So, and we're quiet people. We want things calm.
Now, your wife's not here this week, but you said she's been supportive of you fishing. How does that go into relationships of fishing? If one does fish and one doesn't,
What's the balance there?
Well, she loves the fish. It's just about getting the time to be able to get out to fish. When now that we're retired and the kids are older and they're not in the house, when we're up here, we usually pick certain days. We'll go out for a couple hours to fish and catch fish, and she loves the fish. Actually, her present to me for my 40th birthday was buying a fishing license. She never fished she didn't fish like she does now. And so that was cool. And from that point on, we've just been doing that. I mean, we have our own thing. She loves the kayak, and she could be out there all day long in a kayak. But no, it really hasn't affected our relationship whatsoever.
But that's important,
it better.
Right? That people find, you hear about like fishing widows, and
yep,
guys
yep,
are always gone,
yep,
but finding that blend.
Yep. Well, and she's very understanding. She knows that you need time by yourself. She needs time by herself. You have certain hobbies. I have certain hobbies. They don't always have to be the same. It would make life rather boring, in my opinion. But she's always been supportive of all this stuff. And 99.9% of the time, she's the one that pushes a lot of it. You know, she's the driving force in it all. Let's put it that way.
So you've been out the last couple of days?
Yep.
How's it been out
there? It's been okay. Yeah, I mean, the bluegills are starting to come in so we can get some panfish, and we got some crappies. We haven't seen any walleyes yet. But again, we weren't strictly fishing. This is typically when we start fishing for these things. If we go out earlier in the morning, yeah, you may get lucky and get a couple of walleyes, depending upon where you're fishing on the flowage. But it, for the most part, it's been good. It's been comfortable, let's put it that way. The last 4 or 5 years, the weather has just been incredibly weird up here. I mean, in the Memorial Day weekend, it's like 90 degrees. It's like, that's unheard of. I mean, I used to come up here with my friend Bert this week, typically, and there were times we would literally have to have our deer hunting gear on to be out there fishing. It was so cold. Or we wouldn't be fishing, because if the water temperature isn't a certain temp, you're not going to be catching fish. Mm-hmm. So
when you're out there, can you tell, like, from the first bite when it's a walleye? Does it hit a little different?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Typically, you're fishing much deeper water for walleye. And when you're fishing panfish, this time of year, you're usually fishing closer to shore because they're coming in to spawn. But yeah, walleye, you can definitely tell. It's a nice soft bite, and it just goes really slow away. It's not one of those things where it's going to pull out of your hand. And you got to be kind of cognizant of, yep, this could be what I think it is. And then, as a matter, you have to make sure that you don't lose it.
What is the balance of bringing one in? Because my great uncle always says don't horse it.
Exactly. No, you just gotta you've just gotta make, first of all, you gotta make sure you got it hooked, and then the other thing is you just bring it in slowly. I mean, it's not like a northern, and it's not like a muskie where they're just gonna rip the pull out of your hand. No, not a walleye. It hits, you know it's there, and you just slowly bring it back to the boat. If you could literally tear the bait out of its mouth. And sometimes they're soft mouthed, they're just tasting it to see if that's what they really want. So it's just a matter of giving them time to get it, and then you just bring it back slowly.
Mm-hmm. But is there a different feeling though, especially when you weren't expecting a walleye?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, when you bring it up to the boat, it's like, yeah, the first thing is you scramble for the net. You don't bring the thing over the side of the boat without a net.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming you've kept enough walleye to eat.
Yes, you know, absolutely. Yes, it's like freshwater lobster. It's walleye's the best.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just a better fish. It tastes better. I mean, I'm partial to bluegills and crappies, but if I get a walleye, no, that's like I said, it's like lobster. It's great.
Did you give those to the kids, or do you?
No. Oh yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
I wasn't sure if that was like the inside tender where it never officially existed.
No, exactly. No. Everybody got everything. We've shared for everyone.
So talk to me just a little bit more about like what it means to you to have your grandson up here. This is
It's just amazing.
This is his first time, right?
Yep. It's third generation now. Hopefully it will continue. Hopefully this place will be here, you know, with all the things that are changing in our world right now. I just pray to God that he has the opportunity to have the opportunity that his mom and dad have had, and that we've had. You know, it's like, I guess sometimes people don't really appreciate how much that kind of legacy that you leave, what that really means, you know, at the end of the day. I'm hoping that the kids will, that the grandkids will be cognizant to this place. Because, like I said, there's no other place like it, in my opinion, here, at least in the state of Wisconsin.
I mean, when you go back home and they say, oh, what'd you do? Like, oh, it was up at the... I mean, do you have a special name for it, or how do you...
We always call it the Chip. Yeah, we're up at the Chip. And everybody knows, people that we know where we typically go when we're up at the Chip. So it's like, yeah, they're very familiar with the things that we do. And, yeah, and then my wife will spend weeks posting pictures on Facebook or whatever, so everybody gets a chance to see what we were all doing.
And that's, I mean, that's one of those things that is almost universal for a lot of people in Wisconsin. Like to say, I went to a resort,
yep,
fishing.
Yep, yep. Well, and the cool thing about it too is then, if there's people that don't really understand or really don't know or are interested in it, I mean, you pass that on to them and the potential of them getting their kids and their grandkids involved in it. I mean, it basically kind of snowballs into something. Because we've had friends that have come up here that have never been to a resort before. And now, granted, they're not staying here anymore. They found other places. But the whole point was is that they were actually able to go up to the Northwoods, find a place to actually stay, and witness this kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, there's, in my opinion, there's nothing better.
And that's why up north means something.
Absolutely. That's exactly. Get what? What's the up north? North of Highway 10 or something like that or something?
That's a debate over.
I know. I know.
It depends on how far you went. The line goes north.
You know, I always said it would be so much nicer if we were only like 3 hours away. But the kids always come back and make the statement that, well, if it was only 3 hours away, it wouldn't be as special as it is. It's a good point.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can I get you to say and spell your name for me, just so I have it correct on tape?
Sure. My name is Randy Maas, and his last name is spelled M-A-A-S.
All right. And can you also give me the names and spellings of the
kids? Okay. So,
just so we have it correct.
All right.
I won't ask you for birthdates or anniversaries.
No. Her name.
Her name is...
Yes, Abby's name. First of all, it's Tyler Maas, same spelling, last name. And it's Warner is our grandson, Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R, Maas. And it's Abigail, and I'm going to mess it up, I know I am, is A-B-I-G-A-E-L,
correct.
Maas.
Oh, Abigail, like
yes.
Storm.
Yes, we changed.
The Gaelic version.
Yes, the Gaelic version.
Okay.
Actually, her mom's Irish heritage, so that's it. No, don't ask birthdays.
Are you a Maas as well?
I am a Maas.
She is okay. A Maas at this point, yes.
All right, that was great. Anything
Thank
else
you.
You want to add? Anything?
No, uh-uh.
Walleye cheeks.
Oh, yes, oh. Yes, walleye
we
cheeks.
We don't tell people about walleye cheeks. No,
yes.
I learned that when you were the ones doing the fish fry,
yes,
the walleye cheeks went last. And I was like, oh, you can have it. We're good.
Yeah, no,
like,
this is just the
have
leftovers.
Some more. Yeah. And then,
yes. I forgot all about the walleye cheeks.
What are you guys going to eat? Oh, we've got these.
I never forget that one year I was up earlier and then Tyler came up later. And I had caught a, what was 22-inch walleye over in Scott Lake. And 2 days later, he came up, and the third day, he caught a 22-inch walleye on Scott Lake. That's the limit that you can keep.
Okay.
Because it's based off of, because it's the, what do they call it? I can't remember.
Slot limit?
Well, it's also...
Or the trophy one.
Well, no, it's also set by the state for the tribal lands, too.
Okay.
For the indigenous people up here, so they've got the slot limit that you can seceded territory it's called. So that's what this slot limit is, part of what they call the seceded. So 22, I think it was the max you could keep. Because I will never forget, I had caught the fish, and I had it in the boat, and I had texted at the time the resort owner that was here at the time, what's the max that I can keep? Because I was actually on the water. Because I wasn't going to put the boat, fish in the boat, because that's possession.
Mm-hmm.
And she texted me back and said 22, and I measured it. Got it. I was able to bring it back. So I knew.
Did the tribe, the Lucuriray, come out here?
I don't know. I've not seen them. But I don't know. I mean, we see them on the flowage. I mean, they've got spots where they go and stuff like that. But as far as being on the water, I really wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're out here, but...
I mean, I know that back in the 80s, that was a big deal. Was that, that was probably around, no, a little before you first started.
Oh, yeah, way before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it, have you heard of any tent? I mean, is that something that still comes
I've never heard of anything. And in my opinion, I have an opinion on on how the Native Americans have been treated in this country. So I'm not going to get into that.
I mean, but that's not an issue that, you know, people
it
are...
It doesn't
you know,
seem to be.
Because that used to be the thing. Like, there's no walleye that doesn't spear them.
Well, you know, and it seemed to be a... At least just from what I remember, going back that far, it seemed to be a bigger issue over in the east... Or the, eastern part of the state up here. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're talking Eagle River, Rhinelander, Minocqua, stuff like that. That seemed to be the bigger area. I don't ever remember it being over here. It may have been when the spearing started to be a real big thing, but I don't know, you know. And personally, hey, this was their land first, so why not let them do what they're going to do, you know? As long as the rules for them are the same, if the rules for us are the same for them, I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. It's when people take advantage of things, which we all have a tendency to do, that's when things get crazy.
So I heard that got dug out of the muck.
Yes. Yeah, that was alive. Yeah, actually, Bert, the guy that was up that I used to come up with, he would bring that up, or we had to leave it up here every year. And then what he would do is, when we would come off the lake, instead of going up and cleaning the fish every day, well, that was back in the day when you could keep. Well, initially it was 50, then it went down to 25. We would put them in there, so that you didn't have to clean every day, and then they would stay alive because you don't want obviously dead fish; they don't taste good. And for whatever reason, this last year, I forgot to grab it, and it just stayed up here, and somehow it stayed in the lake. And Abby found it, and so we're taking it back home. So it's coming home with us.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right, I think we're good here. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
For sharing your story.
Oh, to get to that. To see a cut photo?
No.
Oh. Well, he's not coming. Okay.
Next, actually,
got a lot of candy.
Yeah. Catch your release. But yeah, look at this. Oh, she's like, boy. She's a little girl.
I don't want to do
this. She loves the musky fish. Look at that. That was on
Big Bear. You're hungry?
Really?
Are you getting hungry for supper?
They went out with guide.
No.
There's my wife in her kayak.
You're going to have ramen with
us? Oh, well, that guy.
We had some cheese curds up at the bar.
These are the
okay.
guys.
Okay. You had some
now,
cheese curds?
My buddy
Tim's
not fishing with us.
Nice.
Some fried
We're actually
pickles.
Team Lip and Muskie on the back of our
ramen
ships.
Ramen
it says,
do you
real
want,
men lip
do you want me to make him some
and
ramen noodles?
And it's got blood,
some,
like blood.
Or do you want him to have a snack first?
No snacks. We just ate.
There, that's
no ramen noodles?
That's 45.
Oh, later.
I
okay.
took third
oh,
place.
I'm still hungry.
You just ate a bunch of food. Yeah. You have some
I'm
cheese?
Still hungry.
The old man.
You have some cheese curds you can eat.
It's a goose.
Oh,
it's a goose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time did you want to eat, or doesn't it matter, Mr. Tyler?
You just ate something, sort of, so
oh.
whenever you're hungry.
All right. I'll have to fire up the grill then.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Burgers and hot dogs tonight.
Oh man, oh man.
Oh.
Hey, where are you going? Why don't you sit up here?
Why don't you just
here,
cut the line?
Over here. Yeah.
My water perk that I made.
Yeah, you did make a good water perk.
I'm from the Dells, so I'll be the judge.
Oh, yeah. He'll be able to tell you if you got a good water perk or not. Isn't this it?
The Dells?
So yeah, this is.
There's your water
Whoa,
park.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
It's a pretty good slide.
So you climb up this and you go down that way.
It's a slide of blood.
But I still have to.
No.
No.
Okay.
Well, it's just Zach, don't make it the outside of the water. It's the outside of the water park.
That escalated rather quickly.
It isn't a blood.
No, it's not blood.
Not a blood. Not blood.
What are you gonna add to your water park?
Ambulance.
I'm gonna
make. Oh, what are you talking about? That's the opener.
Welcome to our show.
A person that's really been big into really pushing to preserve this and really, her name is Cheryl Trillin. They own Trillin Resorts. She's just been amazing pushing all this stuff. And, you know, Trillins are, everybody knows who the Trillins are that are up here. And they've got one heck of a place to stay when you, they're on the west side, west side. Yeah.
Well, they have a couple east side. Different places now,
yeah,
too.
They have a couple different places all over, but she's
an
amazing promoter for this place. The other guy, John Dunlop, he's in a resort over here.
He's written books.
You can do something else, and I'll go listen. Then you can make it cooler.
That's the guy you're talking to. He would...
Couldn't agree more.
You can make whatever you want.
I could sit and listen to him for hours.
Can I steal a page from
And
your
he
book?
Does it from the aspect of...
you can use this page.
You know, how his book was written is just amazing, the stuff that this guy's got.
He's a fountain of knowledge. And it's accurate knowledge.
Oh, and he does his research. He spent, I don't know how many years researching this book. But it's incredible. The stuff that guy knows is just mind-blowing.
You said Detlaff?
Detlaff.
John Detlaff.
They own Indian Trails.
Indian Trails Resort. Okay. It's probably one of the oldest resorts on this world.
Yeah. I think their cabins are from what?
The 30s.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's been maintaining.
We're in the third cabin.
And
we are in the
keeping
third cabin,
them up so that they stay that way. Mm-hmm. He's real big on when it comes to the knowledge of this place. Yeah, it's like I said, it's just amazing how much the Lake Association, the owners, have really. Yeah.
No sitting, McGanter.
Did you tell him that you caught your first perch today?
What?
You caught your first perch today?
Yeah.
How big was it?
I don't know.
Can you show me with your hands?
Maybe this big?
No, it was big.
That big.
It was about 6 inches big. Long, maybe.
It was about this big.
He's not the typical fisherman yet.
Did you just switch? Woohoo! What? Mine's way better.
Oh, thanks.
Is he out of the water now?
I think mine's pretty cool too.
Actually, would you mind moving that back over?
Then you can make all amusement parks.
Amusement park?
Don't just do a pink.
I'm not gonna just do a pink.
You can fill in the rest with a different color.
You brought your vehicle down here.
I know. I didn't know where to park, but...
Well, you should bring it down now.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
I would.
Like the way you think. I've pushed that thing in many questionable terrains.
Oh, I can't imagine.
But you...
It's 6, 7 o'clock, and I'm like, I suppose we can be done early. Like, we didn't stay out till dark.
Brutal.
And crazy. You're like, I love this assignment. I love this assignment. I love this assignment.
Yeah, you signed up.
I did sign up for it. So.
Yeah.
That's true. I can't blame
you. And you worked with me before, so.
Yeah, no. I enjoy it. It's just, it's like that first week getting used to it again, you know.
Mm-hmm. Make hay while the sun shines.
Yep.
Or you just put up. Oh, what's that? That's a tadpole thing. I've never seen those before. That's the first time I've ever seen those.
Done.
Nice work.
I bet you it'll work.
But I still need, can you find a red for me?
A red?
Red marker?
Sure. Oh, you're gonna add more red? Okay.
I have to add it still.
Okay. More blood.
That is not a blood.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. It's not blood.
He's gonna be talking about that all the time though.
It's the outside of the water perks.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's not blood going down the water slide.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Do you have a name for your water park?
I'm gonna call it the Jordan Water Park.
The Jordan Water Park? Where'd that come from?
I have to do with the mustache guy.
I thought he wasn't the mustache guy. I thought he was the beard guy.
The beard water park.
The beard water park.
That's pretty funny.
How about the pumpkin pie water park?
I should call it the pooped water park.
No, you can't talk like that.
I'm gonna call it the Merganser park.
That's supposed to see them. And he saw those and he wants
you
to
can cover this up with this.
We'll cover what up with what?
I'm trying this? To think of his bird that he wants.
What about
the water up
the one
with
he
that?
Can't have his pound yet?
Kingfish.
Kingfisher. He wants me to do one for a kingfisher for his birthday. So I gotta get to work on that.
How many loons have we seen since we've been up here?
Four.
He's a loon magnet.
I think we've seen more than four.
We saw one on a nest that was hanging out.
And the papa.
Yep, mama and the papa.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mama and the papa died.
You can't tell we don't use mom and dad.
The papa did. The papa did before the mama did, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they're pretty birds. Gorgeous.
Yeah, because you always associate them with them.
Yeah, up here, absolutely.
It's M-A-U-T-H-E, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Is that in the northern section?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, northern Catamaran.
There's a little campground there, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live right across the street from Long Lake State Park.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I went and drove through all those last year looking to see for potentially scout campsites.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, actually,
yeah, there's good campsites at both Body and Long Lake.
Wasn't your that was your wife's ancestors that used to own that across the street? They're the ones that sold it to the state. That mountain that they called Dundee Mountain used to be called Kepke Mountain. That's his wife's maiden.
Go for it. Write it out. You can do it.
Which is pretty cool.
I'll tell you. S-A-S. My rocks aren't working. S. There you go, Sass Pants.
Water.
Oh, sorry, W. Yep. Yep. E. Oh, you got an E and then an R. There you go. Park. Yep. Yep. There. Cool ones. There you go. I like the sign.
Nice work.
Thanks for burping in my face.
Is there a balloon right there?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Where?
See a balloon?
Where?
Yep,
where?
Scroll down.
Oh, sure enough. Oh.
What's cool is that it gets darker when they start calling.
You hear it? Yeah.
That sound is just calming.
I think you're really. That's why they keep showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're so sassy.
Because you're so sassy.
Because they want to bite your pants off.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Well, that's aggressive.
Yeah.
This is raining.
Oh, okay.
Why would you, well, rain at a water park?
I mean,
what did we say about salmon?
Let's do the Jordan one.
The Jordan one.
Let's get that one to open so it doesn't blow away.
Got it.
How about silly
Donald
goose?
Trump.
What?
Let's not go there. How about silly goose?
Silly goose.
How about silly goose? I like silly goose better.
Donald Trump.
Oh, yoy.
Sassy pants. Yeah, sassy pants, that's for sure. How about silly goose?
Edit.
No worries.
Give him a proper education.
Yes.
Getting an education of sorts,
yeah. Hey, I need an orange marker.
We'll make sure you're nice and well-rounded, right? Orange hair. Is it a Cheeto?
No, it's a lion.
It's a lion? Ooh, even better.
Should ask the neighbors if I can steal their grill if they're going to use it or not.
Their what?
Their grill.
That's why? What's wrong with
lions have orange
well,
hair.
Well, it's just the charcoal disappears. It doesn't stay there.
Well, for burgers and hot dogs.
And I'm cooking mine on the inside, so
yeah.
You don't have to worry about that one.
Chicken thighs are a little different, aren't
they? True.
You gonna make a cat? No. It looks like cat ears. Oh, okay, thanks. I was gonna be surprised.
I'm gonna
look at that.
Nice!
Building a beautiful fire here.
Yeah, trying to.
Yeah, that's one of the drawbacks of coming up to the cabins is you have to bring all your stuff with you. Otherwise, you go broke eating out all the time. But it's part of the experience.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Bye. You're probably gonna have to redo this when I leave. Sorry.
Do it around. No, that's good. Do it around the bottom. No, no, you wrap it around the bottom of the, yes, that one right there. Just go around that one. Atta girl. Okay. One more time.
Okay.
And then bring it back over toward the boats.
Okay.
Yeah, just pull it up so it doesn't,
do that?
Yeah. There you go. You got it. Perfect. Yeah, otherwise it'll end up in the water. That would not be a good thing. Especially if you're the next person that's going to touch it. Yeah, I hope you guys can get out there. That's this time of night.
I'm sure Keith will take us out sometime. Yeah,
Keith's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just met him. Last year was the first time we really got to know him. We actually met him when they first bought the place, and and we stopped by when we were staying at Barb and Ann's just to see who they were.
Right.
Yeah, and they were just awesome during the Muskie tournament. Actually, they're getting shirts for us this next year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Because there's my brothers, our group, and then there's a group of guys that stay, and I think it's Cabin 5, that are fishing in the tournament. It's incredible, the difference. Just fishing, the water, you put your bait in the water down over there, you lose it after 3 feet. Here you can see it go down quite a bit. This is more like a lake, so to speak, where that is rough. And if you don't know your way around there, you're guaranteed to lose lower end unit of your motor. Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's amazing.
Are you still a little chimney pot?
Yes, we have one at home.
Yeah.
We had bought a cheapo one year, actually, for ours, and it would take forever to charge. And then,
we would go over and visit the down here. I used to work mechanical. I think you get the black, just get the black smoke a little bit. And then what we do for fish typically is I'll take charcoal like that and mount it up in the side. Put the grill on it, and then I take a cast iron skillet, you know, 14-inch cast iron, put the grease and oil in there.
That's so cool! Did you help him reel it in?
No, Papa did.
No, Papa did? Awesome!
I didn't even catch any fish on that side.
Oh, that's okay. You can catch more fish over here.
Okay.
I
was shocked at what Papa caught.
Yeah, I was shocked guy. Too. Wow! Look at that thing.
Don't stick your finger in the muff fish's mouth.
Do you just want the pliers out of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here it is.
Yeah, let's try not to get hooked by actually we're good.
Sure. Yeah. Take it up so you can get it registered.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I know prairie dogs.
You got it? It's just in the very front.
You want this little one?
Yeah, that'll do.
Oh, okay.
I just need something metal.
Yep. Oh, geez. That'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Still think they should just keep the pike up there and just make like a little...
A little what?
Like fish tank of northern pike. Oh no.
What are you doing, buddy?
Nothing.
I want to talk to you.
You're just talking to the fish.
No.
How did you get this? There we go.
How did you get that?
Oh, you're
fish.
Biting. That's what you're doing.
What do you want me to grab?
So maybe?
Hey, you want to stand next to me?
No.
Come here. Come here.
Hold on, let me grab my phone quick, too.
There you go. Hey, good job. Just a little guy. Want to touch it?
No.
Touch it. It's just a little slimy.
No, thanks. Are we keeping it?
Yep.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, Warner, peek your head around.
And everyone.
Say cheese. There you go. Thank you. Good job.
Did you see me sting my tongue out?
Of course you did.
You stuck your tongue out. Got it? Do you need help?
No.
I did just catch that fish.
Did he get back to you yet?
No.
Oh.
It ain't happening.
It's all good.
Opportunity missed.
Yep, it happens.
I suppose.
But then we wouldn't have the fish.
I mean, hey, that means you guys talk too much. That's what happened.
No, no.
I didn't talk that much.
That means you don't like you when you talk.
I actually have the grill upside down.
No. Didn't realize that. Bubba was just being a smart aleck.
Just being a sassy
pants. Just be a sassy
pants. Sorry, I had to turn this
around. You're a sassy pants.
Hey, be nice.
Thank you, I love you.
I put it on the wrong way.
It is really good.
Watch this.
Should we go try and catch
it? Amazing how well you get with a good grill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get our bait. Can I use that one now?
Yep.
On mine?
I think you bet mine.
What?
Yeah.
Think he bent yours?
He bent it.
He bent yours?
Yep.
And the eyeballs.
Fixed it though.
It's not easy to. Where's the fishing pole?
Yeah, look out down by the. This is really hot, okay?
Papa,
yes?
Can you switch it from this?
The big pan?
Yeah.
From the burger.
Oh, no, I just need.
Okay, it's clean.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to take this, huh? Yeah. Although the standing all day would drive me nuts. Yeah, that whole place was a resort. It was called Sandy Point Resort for a long time. Before we came up, they actually had condos and all. Actually, there's a guy that, and I don't know if I tell you, there's a guy that lives there. Yeah, in the wintertime, out here, you could. It's like a real mini city sometimes if there's enough ice. Yeah. I mean, well, the only thing you can keep off the flowage in the winter is bluegills, perch and crappie. That's it. You can't keep any walleyes or anything. It's not open. Yet.
You just ruined my shot, dude. Dang it.
Stand up. Service up here. There you go. I did not down there.
Did they get another fish?
No.
Are they eating?
Yeah, it's too hazy for even a real golden.
I know. I got the drone though. Just saying.
Yeah.
You know I love flying it, but we don't.
Well, why don't we go into town and see if there's something different?
Yeah.
So I'll send you out with the three guys who you said will be gone.
Okay.
You should be able to get some good stuff with them out there.
Yeah, I mean, three generations, like, you got what you're looking for. It's crazy, man.
It's crazy, yeah.
Like the chillest people you can ever hear. That's awesome.
No, we're going to go there. My son's eyes started to get wet.
And I'm like, oh, did he?
To cry, and he stamped it and pulled it back.
What were you talking about? His friend Bert?
No, when I first brought up the grandson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'll get him.
Yeah.